Hi everyone, welcome to another edition of Radio Redux. I am back on the headset, and I am back on the air. Sorry about that, I was delayed by watching, I was watching Top Gear, frankly. Then I had to go and excrete some matter from my system. So that's why I'm a tad late than I would be. I don't know what this about dead air was. You should have had the 24-hour stream going on. Anyway, the song you're just listening to was the Renner Blasks remix of My Sweet Passion, which of course is Amy's theme of Sonic Adventure 1. We're going to go through various games today because, you know, it's the whole 2-hour live cast thing of me and music and random irreverency. And that's it, really. Hi, nice of you to all come in. Let's go through the traditional who's in the IRC. Oh, who is in the IRC? Well, there's a surprise. It could be anyone. Basically, we have from the top. Let's just do it from reverse. Let's do reverse order. Let's not punish those people who happen to have their names of a lowercase letter. Place letter, I should say. So, starting from the bottom, we have Zol, who presumably is from Krypton. Then we have Wesker, or is it Vesker, who is around. Vajur, Turbo Tails, not Turbo Tails, but Turbo and Tails. Although Turbo Tails might be there as well, you never know. SDK, Speednux, Shadow Stalker 04, or is it Shadow 5 Talker? Shades, Rolko, who I'm sure is a ship from the television series Deadliest Catch. Roboshi, Rorai Black, minus the black in the brand new attack. Ritz, Rattleman, Neo Hazard, MK, and Miles Prower. Louis double underscore, Louis single underscore, Louis. Louis. Mrs. Roy Black, Kitsune Joe Forever, JJ Forever, JJ1, Jedi Dude, who is not the member of the IRC that you're looking for, Hypersonic, Jebel Soft, Flyboy, who is going to be right back. If he's not right back, we will do something to him. Falk, Echo Hawk, who might be moving out to this country apparently. Wonder why. D'Artagnan, Ben Stroke Rio, who dances on the sand. Aziel, some bloke who's broadcasting on SSR. Strong Bad, who is plus Strong Bad. He is plus 10 Strong Bad, as well as, you know, 24 eggs and a small handcart and 50 gold that you then have to spend on an Orb of Violet, who is the next one. An Orb of Violet. You can make your own gag out from that. LSNK, Chris, and Joshua. That rounds up the IRC. And there's lots of people listening in, no doubt. No doubt. Sigh. So yes, this is part of the Sonic Birthday massive live cast extravaganza, this special Radio Redux Live, which would be Radio Redux Live number 3. I've been lumbered with this slot, mainly because Roy Black stole my traditional one, although if Top Gear's going to be on 8 o'clock now, that kind of much guarantees that all live all Radio Redux Live is going to end before 8 o'clock now. So we're going to have just the usual, you know. I've got music from 1999 till the present to get through, which kind of covers an awful lot of games. I think it includes quite a few more games than people might necessarily sort of think of. So we go through what those are, kiddies. So we've got obviously Sonic Adventure. It's Sonic Adventure sort of borderline, isn't it? Because it's technically it's 1998 because that's when it came out in Japan, if I remember correctly. But it's 1999 for us, if you like. The Sega West mob is 99 for us. 99 for me. It's 1990 for you. Adventure 2, naturally enough. Heroes, Rivals 2, Riders, Riders Zero Gravity, Sonic and the Secret Ring, Sonic 06, Sonic Rush Adventure, Sonic Rush, Mario & Sonic, Sonic Pinball, Sonic Gems, Sonic Advance, Sonic Advance 2, Sonic Advance 3, Sonic Battle, Sonic Shuffle, Shadow the Hedgehog. Those are the titles to date. Hey, if I had music from Chronicles and Unleashed, wouldn't that be crazy? I'd be playing those as well. But we've started off with Sonic Adventure. I said that was obviously from the remix album. I'm going to go on and do me some more music while I catch up on all the stuff that's going on in the IRC. First off, we're going to have... We're going to have four massive... I've got oodles of music to get through. We're going to have an Adventure 2 session now. Please don't send me requests. I will not play them because I've got 46 tracks listed here, which kind of guarantees me a lot of playtime tonight. So who knows? I might even go past that. I mean, there's nobody following me, is there? That's to my knowledge. So I might just go crazy and do like 2.5 hours, or 3 hours, or 3.5 hours, 4 hours, 4.5 hours. I've got work tomorrow, yeah. So, that was it for Sonic Adventure came and went. But fear not, because we're going on to SA2 now. And we're going to have some themes, we're going to have some remixes. One of those remixes is from somebody you and I know very, very well. In fact, I'm going to speak on him after that one. So that will involve cutting out one of the tracks. We'll see. Next, we're going to have SA2 Advertise version C, first of all, just to introduce you to the game. Then Knuckles' theme, a remix of the speed-up music, which is a VG mix, not no CR mix, from USA, and that's going to be a dashing harmony. We're going to have a track called Chow Marathon by somebody you know, and that's going to be it. So I might sort of cut Unknown From Me off a bit. Because it's not near 5 minutes on. If you have questions for me, I will most likely look at them. Who knows? But so while I get my shizzle in gear, and turn the light on because it's getting rather dark, and it's getting rather difficult to see in here. I should really have thought of this all before. Doesn't matter. You're listening to Radio Redux, and here's some groovy music.
Okay.
Apparently I'm being told that Mr. Black has already done that track. Well, sorry. I didn't realise I had to work my playlist around everybody else who's been before me. Crazy. Okay, so we'll skip him. We'll skip Unknown From Me. Has he played Dashing Harmony? I really don't care. Here it comes. Say there is not going to be a Rex Factor Live. Please stop going on about it. In again, I don't know what's going on with JJ Forever with the whole what's this. Can anyone got any idea Because I'm getting it on private message as well. So if something's going on, can we, you know, do something about it? If we can. Cheers. Somebody, much as I don't want to suggest it, if JJ is being an idiot, can we just kick him? And there we go. That last one was On the Edge for Eternal Engine. And that's what we call losing the... that's what we call losing the connection, folks. Oh, it's all gone weird. Anyway, you heard several tracks... several tracks in there going through the... A bit of unknown for me. Then you had the Sonic Adventure 2 Battle Dashing Harmony from USA. Sonic Adventure 2 Chao Marathon. That was an O'Clock remix by Libro. And you must know who Libro is, children. That, of course, is Mr. Lee Brotherton, Esquire, more commonly known nowadays as Bentley Jones. I was having a little chat with him, again via email, earlier in the week. Because I was checking on this and checking on that, and even though I was on holiday, I started to check in and do stuff. That's really nice. But yeah, I was chatting about a few things. For instance, I was, you know, we had a little head scratching session and came up with a few things that, you know. Just saying, looking pretty nice and tasty. One of those things, a lot of them are to do with SOS. And the news is, I shall reveal, that it's not definite, By no means is it definite, but people stop asking me. Bentley Jones may well be putting in an appearance at Summer of Sonic. That's pretty good, I say. I don't know what you guys think about that. The other thing, so we can do at least a Q&A. There might be some other things going on to do with Mr. Jones that may happen. May well happen. I'm not sure who Erfart's talking about being put on the list. Oh, yes, I do need to put on the list, don't I? Sorry, Bailey Jones, you can't come in. You're not on the list. Yes, but I'm a guest. No. Some of them are going woo, but it's not definite. It does depend on whether or not he is in Japan. He might well be in Japan, but he's going to make an effort. He might be listening to this actually. In which case, hello, Mr. Bruton. BJ is the list, and he quite is. He might well be listening in. Because I told him the show would be on this time. If you are, hi Lee, how you doing, mate? He's not signed up yet. No, he hasn't signed up yet. Although I should probably suggest to him that he signs up. He don't need to get in. He's a celeb. Doesn't need to sign up. You should know that. You should know that, Earth. Yes, but that's the thing. Yes, Earth quite rightly points out that RJ isn't on there. And frankly, he's going to help with maybe having a word with somebody and getting them down there. Which is fantastic, frankly. Actually, speaking of Bennett Jones, I'd like to try and get a bit of loyalty going along here. No, Yuji Naka isn't coming. Naka-san has not been to do something for a while now. Alas. But one of the things I want to touch on briefly is Bentley's album, which is coming together nicely, and hopefully he's going to get a date very, very soon. No, Sunu-san is not coming down either. Although I have specifically asked Bentley, next time he sees Sunu-san, as he does the CDs for, our games, the Sonic games, when he puts them together, if he wouldn't mind, if there's a vocal theme on there, putting in, making sure there is an instrumental version, as a little bonus extra track, because we like the instrumental versions, I think we can agree on, we like those in an optional extra, in case you want to sing to them. Echo Hawk. Shush. So that's a little thing that will occur hopefully. There's a couple of little things brewing in the background that not even the mighty Sven Dreadnux Jocelyn knows about. Yes, he doesn't know yet. So, I'll get back to the main point as I was going to make. When Bentley Jones' album comes up, it would be nice, because the guy's starting a career, if the Sonic sites could just agree not to put up the MP3s. Bear in mind how open Bentley is in his, happiness to be a part of the community, and his support for us, etc. It would be kind of nice if we just showed a bit of respect for somebody who's trying to start a proper music career for himself, as a for actually just to back him up, not to put the MP3s up on our relative sites for any old sort of download, and just Alpha says, can we sell BJ's album at SOS? I doubt it'll be out by then. No doubt he'll promote it somehow when he comes down. I've said he's quite welcome to do that. How, and if he's got copies, we'll probably very happily buy it. But that's what I would just like to say, is if we could just not do the whole put MP3s up to download of him, support the guy, and you know, just buy the CD. I know you all guys want to get your free music from here, there, and everywhere, but that would be kind of cool. Promo discs. I wonder actually if that's something his little company would do. His little production company. That's a very good idea, Echo. That's a very good idea. And I might just have a little word about that. It's an idea. It's another music break for you, because I say we've got lots and lots of things to get through. So we're gonna have another four tracks. However, they are, like I suggested, kind of small. In fact, the longest one is the first one. So we're gonna have two tracks from Sonic Heroes and two tracks from Sonic Rivals. So coming up for you is the Emerald Challenge Special Stage Music, followed by the event All Heroes Gather. Then from Rivals 1, we've got Meteor Base Zone Act 2, Forest Falls, the extended version, and I will see you just about after that. Isn't it nice? Here's the music.
Radio Redux.
I love this show!
It's a great show.
It's just so much fun.
Redux.
Oh, SBO, I remember Sonic Heroes. It was the first game we were back for so long.
Yes, I remember very well. Weren't you a lot thinner in those days?
I don't really want to talk about that. Anyway, those were the tracks you were listening to. Coming up now, Arcane UK is going to come back and talk about stuff. Yeah. Yeah, cheers. We've got things to talk about, presumably. Say, 17 years ago, almost to the day, Sonic the Hedgehog was brought to life. Using magic and a small turtle, which was sacrificed on a stone by a wolf wearing the head of a goat and the spleen of a sheep as a very cunning brooch. So, what do you guys want to talk about? I'm pretty open to suggestions, to be honest. I could go through the Radio Redux questions. I suppose I could. This, that, and the other. To be honest, I'm not fussed. I'm in one of those kind of moods. You could do just about anything at this moment in time. We could go fly a kite. Let's go fly a kite. I had a teacher called Miss Kite who actually taught me for maths, which was ironic because the size of her, you know, of a floner. You could have flown her off a cliff, but she'd have just gone straight down. Unless, of course, you stood on your head, in which case then she'd go upwards. And much fun and laughs were to be had. Hadn't we established on the last show, both, that SBO is not a sex offender? We established that on the last show. So, I want to look at the mail. Let me look at the mail. Infernal start logic piece. Alright, what's... Oh dear, everyone's doing weird stuff in the IRC. That's nothing new, to be honest, is it? Yes, so, yeah, questions and answers and questions, some Q&A UK, that I really, really, really hope that Blake's edited down. X7, who was in the IRC chat room and then disappeared, sadly before I started, asks, why is it called Final Fantasy, even though there are all of these sequels to it? Well, it's a misnomer. It is not final in the sense that it is a finality of creation, and I don't care because it's Final Fantasy, and it's just it's just, no, sorry. X7 says, you found me, congratulations, was it worth it? Well, it wasn't worth dying for, you know. Although the bit where we both sat on the catapult and we got hoisted over the large castle wall only to land in some hay. by me, we cleared it. He asks, was X7 the one who kept asking me whether or not I've seen Indy yet? I've still not seen Indy 4, you know. But question 3 is, who raided the Lost Ark? Which presumably was Noah, or Mrs. Noah. You know, because, you know, cleaning up after all those animals, it's must have been hell for her, frankly. Question 4 is, why is the temple filled with so much doom? Which is presumably because it's the Temple of Doom. You know, the Temple of Doom. Isn't it filled with bunnies? No, it's filled with doom. Why was this crusade the last? Because it was the last crusade. Technically, it was the last crusader. Maybe you don't like the answer to that question. Maybe you think I chose poorly. But that's the answer. The answer to the questions. Urquhart seems to want to do everything at the moment. He wants to do the new game, he wants to write an extended version of Race to Win, he... just stop. Don't worry. It's fine. I'll do anything, I've got financial backing. Stop. Stop. Relax. Feel the calmness enter your soul. Breathe in. And out. Do you hear the sea in the distance and the seagulls? Hear the surf lap against the shore. Hear the dolphins in the distance as one of them is strangled. T.A. Black says, do you think Sonic Rex needs more Tikal? Everything needs more Tikal, frankly. You need more Tikal, I need more Tikal. Tikal doesn't need more Tikal, because Tikal squared would be a bit strange. Although Tikal on Tikal... Sorry, I was distracted there for a moment. Speaking of SW, are the original Chaotix X episodes going to be made available outside of their podcast, or is that a task at some point in the near future? It's a task at some point in the near future. Although I should really, really think about that at some point soon. Yeah, well. Question 3. Are you getting any nearer to your strawberries and cream item on the projects list as it is approaching Wimbledon? Or for that matter, anything else on that list? Well, to be fair, the Radio Redux live total keeps ticking over every week, if you hadn't noticed that. Yeah, strawberries and cream might go by the wayside. Wait, it's going to be one of these things that will get done as and when I have assets and time. Which is kind of the same, although it's more likely to appear for Hungry Like a Wolf. If you don't know what these are, I would suggest to you that they're skins, and... you should pay more attention to the forthcoming projects section on Sonic Rex. 4. Ace Attorney, yay, nay, or objection? I'd like to throw that open to the audience at this point in time. Yay, nay, or objection? Roach says yay, Strong Bass says objection, Louis can't take it anymore, so it was timed out. Echo Hawk seems to be doing an impression of the Fonz. Violet doesn't have a soul, apparently. And Shadow Fox 04 doesn't know what this is for. So the answer to that question is nay, on the basis that I can't be bothered to say the other two. So, stop being, what's it with my name, Rebecca and Jessica. Stop it, I say. Urquhart says, will Duke Nukem Forever come out, or do you simply like some... suing their phrase for the release date? No... Oh, well done. Well done, Rebecca and Dylan. I think Duke Nukem Forever will come out. It'll come out as a series of trailers, but it'll probably come out before Half-Life 3. That's my guess. But not before Portal 2. Actually, I'm looking forward to Portal 2. I don't quite see how this whole multiplayer thing. I'm kind of agreeing with Valve at the moment. It's like, you know, you don't need it. You don't need multiplayer. Everyone's going, oh yes, multiplayer, oh yes. That's like the equivalent of going, you know, when designing your car. You know, do you think this would work better with 7 doors? Oh yes, it would work much better with 7 doors. Okay, more power. Oh yes, more power. Yes, yeah. So you need more aerodynamic. Oh yes, yes. And more. You wanted more luxurious and inside. Oh yes, definitely. You know, you can say all of these things, and the answer will still be yes. You know, do you want multiplayer? Yes. Do you want changeable skins? Yes. Do you want multiple characters? Yes. Do you want multiple languages and soundtrack? Oh yes, yes, most definitely. Do you want varying degrees of? Do you want varying degrees of light, texture, and shade? Oh yes, most definitely. Please, yes. Do you want several billion maps and solutions? Oh yes, most certainly. You know. Do you mind waiting? No. I want this all now. Doesn't quite work like that. Question 5 of Tier Black's, if you remember, I was answering Tier Black's questions. If this is the answer, what is the question? Why are you playing Jeopardy? Question 6. Fancy some Sonic Special Fried Rice? He really needs the sales. No! You missed earlier. I was having my fantastic dinner while I was listening to the half an hour of the Tiger's Eye show, which preceded this one. And I was having my really, really nice dinner of a series of chicken dippers, and I had some egg fried rice and some Hellman's mayonnaise, and it was all sort of in mush, well, not mushed together, I mean, it was mixed together. It was piping hot, and it was gorgeous. So I've already had my rice quota for the day. Roboshi's Triforce, we'll have after some more music, I believe. What have we got next? Well, Earthheart's been bugging me about it. So what we'll have is a Rivals 2 track, which is sandwiched between two Sonic Rider Zero Gravity tracks. However, that everyone knows I've got a big thing for Through Traffic. I think it's one of the best pieces of Sonic music that has been released for a very, very long time, bar none. So that's coming up next. Then we're going to have Race to Win, because, you know, we're all running really fast in a weird way, and we all try and stay ahead of each other. And, you know, to get to the very top, you would have to catch the person in front of you and pass them. And that's a good motto for this way of life. And then we're going to have the Catch Me If You Can Zero Gravity version. So those tracks are coming up for you now. We're just about to cut it to the end of the first hour, although technically it's been like the first 40 minutes or something. You know, it doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter at all. So, coming up now, those tracks, and I will see you on the flip side, homeboys.
equals fail. Right, and we're back, and I should be hideously loud now. In fact, I should probably deafen half of you, so I'm just going to touch this down a bit. Polly, I was a bit quiet, wasn't I? I was a tad quiet. That was because it was all set up on the old, for the normal microphone, which obviously picks up stuff a lot quieter than what it's normally. So now that I've deafened you all. I'm still too quiet. I'm speaking now. Can you hear me fine? Yeah. Yes. No. Feedback's for Echo Hawks is perfect. If Echo Hawks says I'm perfect, then I am more than happy. Alfart says in regard to me having stuff. Oh, for God's sake! Turn your blasted sound up, then. Alright, man, here we go. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Is that loud enough for you all? Are you sure that's loud enough? Are you sure? Excellent. Well, it's up to the bloody max now, so shut up. Lefart says, you didn't have noodles. No, I didn't have noodles for once. Joe Forever, and as you're basically asked the same question as you asked, what are your thoughts about Sonic Unleashed? And Joe Forever says, I know you can't talk about Unleashed details, but what was your experience? It was fantastic. More or less. Yeah, seriously, I can't go into it too much, but one of the two levels I played, which basically were the Europe one, second one was just S-rank, baby, first time. Oh yeah, who's the man? I guarantee you I will not be able to S-rank that level when it actually comes out. Guarantee you, it'll be the one thing I am not able to do. It's looking pretty nice. He says S ranks are easy. How do you know? You weren't there. So, yes, there was a lot of discussion going on in the IRC about several things. There was a lot of discussion on whether or not the song you heard, which was the Sonic Riders Zero Gravity version of Catch Me If You Can, was a remix, a reworking, or a cover. And I think we kind of agreed that it's none of them, and yet all of them at the same time. Which just goes to prove how valuable the IRC is for all its problem-solving abilities. SDK says, do I like the band Shinedown? Well, perhaps, if things worked. Shinedown. Let's see. Do I like Shinedown? Well, I could kind of, answer that by yes.
One says yes, one
SDK asks, do I like Mudkips? I don't know. Do you like butter tarts? Any more questions? Not in the IRC. Ooh. That's not somewhere I wanted to be. Going on to Raboshi's Triforce. Powers. How many Pikmin would it take to bring down Sonic? I don't know. Set up a brawl. When that is finally released. And you tell me. Wisdom, what would you do with Deep Thought, the second greatest computer in the history of the universe? What would you classify? Would you classify Deep Blue as the greatest computer in the universe? Certainly not mine. I can tell you that. It's actually behaving itself today, oddly enough. In fact, in terms of the thing, I actually did something to it, in terms of account doings, and it seems to be behaving a lot more, and it seems to be actually, you know, making things happen, more often than not. My main worry at the moment is the power source, which the fan that happens to keep making through various schemes a very nasty noise. It's not doing it at the moment, so fingers crossed. But you have a big bang followed by radio silence. It's me in a massive explosion, frankly. Any more questions in the IRC? Violet apparently does not want to have sex with Shadow the Hedgehog, which, you know, is her choice. Echo Hawk apparently knows all about my computer and all about, you know, all about my choice of music. I wonder why she knows that, folks. I wonder why. Anyway, there's no more questions in the chat room. You all fail, as per usual. But one of the other things that's been chatted about, again, which has nothing to do with Sonic, but one thing we were talking about was how World of Warcraft sucks. How does World of Warcraft suck? It sucks mightily. I'm sorry, World of Warcraft, Timmy, we haven't decided to send you to the posh school. Owing to our lack of poverty, we've had to sell the cow for these beans. Not just that, we've sold you to this very friendly orc here to keep him company at night. In the warm, keep him warm in the cold. You're right about the lack of poverty around here. We thought we'd get some more. Pass me that piece of roast beef on your way out to the scrubs, Timmy. Anyway, Ben/Rio asks, Ben, were you in Samba the Amigo by any chance? Do you like wearing leopard skin and holding, you know, a rose in your teeth? Just wondering. Anyway, what's it like working alongside the Sega Europe community? Well, they're a pain in the ass half the time. No, it's great fun. I get to do, you know, all sorts of stuff. I get to find out stuff. It's kind of frustrating, actually, because there's a lot of stuff I'd like to do. I mean, I get to do stuff for you, which I really enjoy. That's the best part of my job, is trying to find stuff and get stuff for you guys. So I really enjoy. I like fighting the battles for you guys, because Bessashrio was one of the people from the prize winners from the Sonic Poem competition last year on the blog, Nick. Oh, I nearly forgot about that. That was like one of the first things that. I know I'm going off track a bit, it doesn't really matter. But basically,
that was like one of the first things that I had some kind of responsibility over. So I'm quite happy. There was some great. Poem. Have I got the poems still? Oh, did I delete them? I might have deleted them literally the other day. In which case, I will. Because I didn't actually. I don't think I told anyone those. But even though I'd already. I couldn't really enter. Oddly enough. Oh no, there is! There is! I did some anyway. I've upset Echo Hawk.
I'm going all about World of Warcraft.
That's the last time I mentioned it, this program, I swear. We had these various. These various poems are just these. Because we had to. It basically was a 5-line poem. So, limericks, you know. What do we have? I think there was the T-Bird one, which I said, someone said, take the hat off T-Birds. I gasped, replied, don't be absurd. It's as one of his head. Do you want him stone dead? And I was rather surprised they concurred. Although the best one was, on the subject of Sonic 06, I must correct assumptions of no fix. Rouge's breasts overhead? It's a damn Easter egg. And you wonder why it wasn't nixed. But there was all sorts of ones. There was one about, there was one about Silver, and there was one about Amy. There was a very anti-Sega one, actually. Which tied in pretty well. Maybe they got the idea for Sonic Chronicles off of this one. Because there once was a hedgehog called Sonic, whose last years have been pretty chronic. Though Sega seemed to have learned they must improve or be burned, which is why Satsa is just the tonic. Yeah, that's kind of a lame one. Although they're all pretty lame. One does reference Coconuts the Monkey, which means it rocks mightily. Earthheart says, which version of Earthheart do you prefer? And this is the female version or the male version. I don't mind, it's an illustration, it's your avatar, it can be anything you like. Channel the Matrix here, you know. It is so hard to believe that. Apparently, there are 5 versions. Earthheart's telling me. Okay, let's run through the 5 versions for me, Earthheart, and I'll make some kind of decision. But it doesn't really matter. Apparently, it's giving me a bit to find. Gonna find some pictures. In Hyperbusy says, "What's Sonic mean to you?" Well, what does Sonic mean to me? Sonic to me. See, I like when people think up good questions. I mean, really good questions, and that's a good one. On the base level, it means a job, some kind of financial security, you know. To me, it's kind of a sense of freedom and fun that I never really had as a kid. It was there, but in touching distance, but I never really got, you know, I never had a Mega Drive or a Master System. I had the Game Gear, but, you know, it's a Game Gear. And my first experience with a Sega machine was me turning it on and it then immediately breaking. So, you know, the idea of the Sonic games was just fantastic to me. And it was just, even though it was a bit of a yearning for something that couldn't really be mine, it was, Sonic symbolised this whole thing that normal kids did, if you can term it as that, normal kids did, and their life, and then there was this, you know, the smart kid can't have those, no, he can't have, he's not allowed to play those games or what have you. He must do the smart kid thing. That's not being anti my parents in any way or anything stupid like that. It was just the path that I was on in terms of lifestyle, if you want to call it that, was just a way. But I could see it. I could see this whole thing, this whole games culture thing taking off and what have you. And I really wanted to be a part of it. So, in a way, it was, you know, it's one of those. And you get the taste of it. I remember playing. I went round to somebody was in my primary school class, his name was Jamie Cox. And I went to his house that was not that far away from my window. And we played Sonic 2, and I was Tails, and we played for it co-op. That was the first Sonic game I completed. Because we completed, we stayed there till, I mean, really late. For, you know, what, 6-7 year old. I mean, really late around his house. And we weren't really close friends either. We were sort of just one of these sort of acquaintance types. And it was. It was just one of those things, you know. It was great fun. Remember when I first got the chance to play on Green Hill Zone properly, Sonic 1 the first time. And that was, again, that was great. It was enough to say that, see Echo, Echo's off, everyone. It was enough for me to, you know, to tempt me in terms of, I've played Mario games briefly. Mario never appealed to me. Sonic hooked me from that moment on. So when it came to the Christmas, when I had the chance to, you know, say Game Boy or Game Gear, I moved towards Game Gear. And I'm going to have a little look through all these versions of Earthheart. In the meantime, it's time for yet more music. Now, what we're going to have now, we're going to have Sonic Riders, and we're going to follow that up with some Secret Rings. So, this is the track list as they go. Okay, so we've got from Sonic Riders 1, Sonic Speed Riders, then Rise of the Babylon Garden, followed by from Sat's White Glass, and then An Awakening Float for Night Palace. Those are the four tracks coming up. About, I don't know, 8 minutes of music or so. I've got to have a little look through these, get your questions in to me in the IRC. I've also got a few stock questions left from the chat room and one from the email. I should really check the mobile phone in case somebody's phone, or sorry, not somebody's phone, but somebody's texted in something. I'm going to do all of those while you listen to these tracks. Catch you in a bit.
Yeah.
Hey, and I'm back. I have judged on the Earthheart pictures. Actually, I quite like the plushy one, I have to say. Not quite sure why, but the plushy Earthheart, I think, is quite cute. So plushy Earthheart first, and then Sonic Colour, Sonic Fin 2. There. Yeah. So, I've got no more questions. Round Dragon asks, what kind of villain would you suggest for a Sonic game? An evil Dr. Robotnik, is what I'd say. Dr. Robotnik you can fear, and as you know, on the last show, we went through the Games Master top 100 results, and when was at the Community Day, the Sonic Chronicles Community Day, which hopefully you'd have read about by now, have presented me with the document in question. Now, if you go to blogs.sega.com, you'll have to put /Europe if you're in America. You should find a blog of mine, actually, which will guide you through all the Sega-related bits and bobs for that. But other things that you will find is that of the, if you like, Holy Trinity of bad guys, I always think of that the Holy Trinity of game series as Mario, Zelda, and Sonic. So the Holy Trinity of bad guys is obviously Bowser, Dr. Eggman, / Robotnik, depending upon your point of view, and Ganondorf. Dr. Eggman, old Iggyus Maximus, actually beat both those guys, so he's a more loved bad guy than the others, which is great. Apparently I failed to... What? I failed as you answered Roboshi's last question. Where's Roboshi's last question? Roboshi asked the question again and I can't find it. Courage, I am told. That's a good point, I didn't answer it. If you get Super Smash Bros. Brawl, just going back to a basic question, who will you play as the most? And sorry, you can't say Sonic. Link. I am a Link player, through and through, frankly. Coming back to Ram's questions. Do I like playing cards? In what sense do you mean? Do I like packs of playing cards, or do I like playing actual cards? I'm up for the odd game of poker. No specific extra rules, but good old basic poker. If there was a fight between Perfect Chaos and Black Doom, who would win and how? I would say that Perfect Chaos would win because he'd just drown Black Doom. Question 4. Do you use Simpsons sound effects in your current life? My current life. Of course, in my previous ones, I sort of was on and off. But my in real life, do I use Simpsons sound effects occasionally? I think most of us have been known to go or something or the other. Or Gohaven. Or something like that. I've been known to do the crusty laugh occasionally, or occasionally do the Mr. Burns excellent. But apart from that, apart from from those many. No, never. Aren't I surprised that Ram didn't ask about anything animalistic this time? We did ask about a fight. He asked about a fight between a creature of water and a creature of utter evil. So, I don't know. Am I surprised? I honestly hadn't been keeping track. I would be surprised if I was keeping track of the questions you'd asked previously. But as I haven't, no. No, I'm not surprised in the slightest. What does the IRC say? Does the IRC say anything? No. Although Joe Forever says, "Woo, poker," which is exactly. Oh dear. Well, the IRC isn't really giving me anything to work with. I've got no topics of conversation now, apart from anything. No topics of conversation at all. Yay. I'm out of questions, so this is going to be a very, very long grind. I think it's a very, very long grind that we can split up with some Sonic 06, I think. Let's have some Sonic 06, Jordan. What have we got then? What have we got, Mr. Gavin? Well, we've got coming up, if you get rid of all the previous tracks, like a fool. We've got His World coming up. Tabata Bay, Lewis version, then Soliana Forest, then Event, Invasion, Encounter with Amy and Elise, followed by, Remix! English version of Sweet Dreams, or Sweet Sweet, but Sweet Dream in for the English version, for some reason. Anyway, whatever. You're still listening to Radio Redux live on this amazing livecast extravaganza with me, HNGK, taking you through to the wee small hours of the morning, or not as the case may be. Here's those tracks for you.
A rocket and he's ready to go, cause now the countdown has started and he's ready to blow. He's got the dope sounds bumping and a stereo. He goes fast, putting on a show. Don't wanna get yourself together, there's no time to rest. And if you put the time in, he'll put you to the test. He's like a running man in his world, war is less. And if you wanna test him best, bring your best. Don't make me spell it out, bring your best.
In this world,
Rubber Duck.
Cause he's the best there ever was, haven't you heard the news? Intergalactic continental chip running things, hyperactive instrumental in pulling strings. He's just the one who understands when the tides will swing. So he's breaking down doors, never far away. Come on and psych yourself up, cause it's time to play. Bound to the beats and the rhymes, cause they're here to stay. The one and only marathon man living a day. Growing up, coming fast, and he'll blow you away.
things on this world, they can take their toll, and it's tough to get away when they take a hold. The only way to break free is to break the mold. We can't stop now.
Do Zebrahead still have a career?
Rock and roll!
In this world,
this world,
gotta make your own way. Compromise, not exist. His world.
You know what? I'm ending it there. You know, it just no. Edgar Hawke's about to go off and babysit some cats or something, or cat sit. She says, "What did you like most about the gameplay through the years? The speed, the speeds, and I just found it really engaging. Sonic games." To be honest, she also asks, what kind of trend do you see developing, and do you think things could improve as far as gameplay goes for Sonic series? Most definitely, things are on the up. If you want to call Sonic 06, I still maintain that within, you know, give it another couple of years, and we'll be looking back on 06 and thinking of it a lot better than we are at the moment, in all honesty. That's my opinion at the moment. But things are definitely improving. I really hope that Unleashed nails it for everyone, and then people stop whinging. Stop whinging. Oh, it's not like it was in my day. In my day, we had three buttons on a joypad. We have a D-pad on the corner, and two buttons on the shoulders that we never used. No. You know, come on, let's move on. It's no longer 1991 or 2, whatever it is you want to call it. It's, you know, it's 2008, man. Stuff happens. I would imagine we'd see a greater divergence and a greater building on of the sub-franchises, and I would expect the pattern to continue, to be honest, in terms of things going on, that we'd have this 2 and a bit year wait for the main Sonic game, and then we'll have these other sort of sub-Sonic games in the middle, which will obviously fill up the time. Anyone got a question? Ding ba ding 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 ding. I thought I had a question somewhere. Actually, I'd like to at this time remind you to tune in at 8 p.m. tomorrow. That's 8 p.m. on this coming Monday, where you'll be able to listen to FR. This is 8 p.m. British time. You'll have listen to Earthheart, Spinux, Rory Raccoon, and maybe some others in a big, massive, humongous
humongous thing. Violet asks, oh, will I be sexy at SOS? I'm sexy all the time, sweetheart.
You should know that.
What else have we got going on here? Actually, Earthop tries to get me in trouble by asking me, what do you think of the female Sonic fans? Yeah, you're really trying to get me in trouble there, the ladies of Sonic are some sexy ladies, oh yeah. Just that I find one a bit more sexy than the rest. Answer on the postcard, please, and that's kind of it for questions. Yeah, that's really it, to be honest. I've got nothing else left. Apparently Violet says I sound like Sven. I do not sound like Dreadnax.
Hello and welcome to the Sonic R.
I am your host, Sven.
Say hello, Rorus.
Hello, Rorus.
We have no news today! No news at all!
Yeah, I don't sound like Sven. I'm going to round off this show. Because we've got like 3 minutes left.
It's time for Rory's monologue.
But I haven't got a monologue ready.
Well, you should have thought that before it started, etc. You do not let me speak.
I'm gonna round things off with. I've got loads of songs left. I'm gonna do Rush Adventure, and that means on the next Radio Redux show, I'll go through the rest, which will be Rush, Marion Sonic at the Olympics, Pinball Party, Gems, Dance 2, Dance 3, Battle Shuttle, and Shadow the Hedgehog. I will go through all of those then. So, Rush Adventure, everyone. What I've got for you, the opening, then New Venture, that's not the True Blue version, but the original New Venture, not the SRA remix or whatever it's called. Then we're going to have Machine Labyrinth Act 1 and Sky Babylon Act 2. And then that's going to be it. So, until the next time I speak to you, whenever that may be, because, you know, who knows. I've been Archangel K, and this has been a Randy Redux live Sonic birthday live cast big massive show, me do edition version 7.4 mega expanded remix hyper version 2.1 gamma delta 695 alpha 24-792 remastered. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Well, I don't show up, don't criticize. I'm just living by my own feelings, and I won't give in, won't compromise, 'cause I only have a steadfast heart of gold. I don't know why I can leave though it might be tough, but I ain't out of control, just living by my word. Don't ask me why, I don't need a reason. I got my way, my own way. Doesn't matter now what happens, I will never give up the fight. Long as the voice inside drives me to run and fight. Doesn't matter who is wrong and who is right. Well, I don't look back at